One half of the show done here. Gwyn and Chris. Matt Scraby, Braden Suprenant, filling in for Tony and Chris. Chris will be back tomorrow. Tony is out the rest of the week on vacation, getting ready for Padres spring training to start. Starts tomorrow. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The next week, all the other players report. And then games start next Friday. They will be playing. Oh, there's no spring training on that schedule.
Nope, I didn't print out the spring training schedule.
I think they're playing probably the Mariners, I would assume.
Yeah, they usually play the Mariners the first time.
Yes, they do. It doesn't really matter, to be honest.
They're first game's Friday, February 21st, 12:10 start.
Against?
Seattle.
There you go. 12:10 start. I wonder if we have that on the air.
I don't know. We haven't announced our times yet.
Okay. We'll stick with that.
And then the Padres got the A's on Saturday of that Saturday, and then they got the Dodgers on that Sunday.
It's not the A's. They're the Athletics.
No, they're the A's or the Athletics. They're just not the Sacramento A's or the
Oakland.
Don't
even get me started with John Fisher being put on the executive committee, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Baseball doing baseball things.
Yep, very true. This is why when people say Rob Manfred doesn't get it, this is why people say Rob Manfred doesn't get it.
Super Tuesday started. College basketball.
All right. Well, we're going to let these games percolate a little bit, and then we'll get into talking about all of them in the next segment. This segment's going to be kind of a mashup, and I think, you know what? We're going to do a daily gripe at the end. So I have a really, really good one.
You don't want to start with the daily gripe?
No. We'll go into the daily gripe, because daily gripe will end up taking the rest of the show if we start it right now.
That's how big of the gripe it is?
I mean, the gripe's compound as we go. One gripe leads to a new gripe, leads to the next gripe. But the one thing I wanted to talk about right here is the Genesis Invitational's here this week, Thursday through Sunday. Tiger Woods pulled out. He's not going to be playing in the tournament anymore. But how bad has the weather been for the two PGA Tour tournaments that have come to town? It barely a cloud in the sky for like 5 months leading up to this. In the last couple weeks, San Diego's got all this rain. There's supposed to be heavy rain in the next couple days.
They haven't had too much rain the last... We've had...
But, like, it's the worst timing for it.
They had fog. Didn't they have a fog deal?
No, they had a wind deal.
Oh, wind, yeah.
Because the ball...
I didn't think the weather for the farmers wasn't too bad.
No, but they had to stop it because of the wind. They had to... I don't know if they had to start late. Anyway, I wish the weather was a million times better.
Would cooperate. It is. It was February.
Are you going to go out there?
No, I got USD TCU baseball this weekend. Otherwise, I'd go.
And this is on Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, wow.
It is President's Day weekend.
Do we have Monday off?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember.
We do have Monday
having
off.
Monday off, but
we've always had that Monday off.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I am not good at math, and I'm not good at remembering which days we have off. So apparently I have something I need to do Monday now.
Yeah, they're going to have some serious rain issues. Tournaments will start on Thursday, correct?
Tomorrow. Or no, yeah, Thursday. Today's
Thursday.
Tuesday.
It's not a Wednesday deal like they do with the farmers. So no. Thursday is when the tournament will start, and it's like 90% chance of rain.
Great!
Which means 90% of the area will get rain.
Yeah, you know that... I mean, this tournament's a PGA Tour signature, which means smaller fields, more money in the purse. And Torrey is going to eat these guys alive if it starts raining. It's just impossible to play a golf course. We've played it, Braden, in good conditions, and it's impossible to play the golf course.
Yeah, the rough is
crazy.
Super rough.
It's super rough.
It's rough. The rough is rough.
The rough is so rough.
The one time we played, I got a bag of 50 used Amazon golf balls.
That's a good call.
Just because if it got in the rough, it's over. It's I'm not getting that ball.
Have you ever golfed with Chris before?
I can't say I have.
He is totally the guy who says that he's terrible, and he's not at all. He's actually one of the, and I don't want to say it because I'm calling him old, but he's like kind of got old guy golf where he just hits it down the middle 200. And then
that's definitely old guy golf.
That like, is
like
old guy
something
golf.
My grandfather does.
Yeah.
Doesn't hit it very far anymore, but it's going to go straight.
Chris is decent at golf. Decent. I'll tell you how you can win some of those prizes here in just a second, but I think we need to do this today.
What's annoying Scraby today? Let's find out. It's time for the Daily Gripe.
All right, usually this comes in the Scraby Show, but I don't really have a, I don't have a Scraby Show today.
This counts?
This counts as a Scraby Show. Brayden, if you have any gripes, please.
I got to hear this. I got to be a part of this.
First, right. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, here's my daily gripe for today, and I'm pulling it out of my backpack.
What is he doing? He's got props?
On December...
He's got receipts?
24th, Christmas Eve, I went by... I went over a bridge in the Bay Area.
You flashed it, Sofo. What is it?
I don't want my license plate out there.
You could have just...
It's a fast-track toll invoice.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you go through, you don't have to pay cash anymore. They make you pay it online.
They make you pay online.
And so I did this.
I have a similar story to this already. Ready
all right,
to go.
Richmond San Rafael Bridge on December 24th charged me $7.
Okay.
Here's the problem, and here's the gripe. I have tried to pay this at least 5 times, and every time I try and pay it, I get an error. It will not process my payment.
Mm-hmm.
And I have tried different cards. I have tried Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried it all to pay this stupid $7.
Yep.
And guess what? The due date was February 5th. Tried again last night. I was like, I'll even pay the late fee just to get this off of my chest. Didn't work last night.
That happened to me.
So you know what?
I refuse to take toll roads now. I won't do it because it's a scam. The whole thing, it's a California scam that they're running. And I'm talking about the 73 that I took last year twice. I took it last year twice. And the first time I took it, again, it says you have 5 days to pay the regular toll.
Yep.
And so I tried to pay that same day. License plate doesn't exist. Okay, maybe it hasn't processed yet. 3 days later, try to play. License plate doesn't exist. I try it every day for a week and a half. License plate doesn't exist. So then I get a bill in the mail. You forgot to pay your toll.
No, I did not.
And I was like, no, that's BS. I tried to do it about 1,500 freaking times, and you said my license plate didn't exist. So I look at the sheet, the toll road sheet, and I'm like, okay, let me make sure that I put the license plate in correctly, and I did. And it said, no, you didn't pay, but if you pay the $7 now, we won't charge you a fine. I'm like, okay, cool, maybe that's just what they do now. I take it again later in the year, and I'm like, well, maybe it was just like a weird typo or something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
I take it again later in the year. I've already gotten the warning of not paying it, even though I tried to do it 1,500 freaking times.
Pretty soon they're going to send the FBI to get you.
They sent me a ticket for like $200 for taking the toll and not paying for the toll road after I did the exact same thing I did last time, where I went in and I did for 5 straight freaking days to pay my toll fee for the 73, and every time they said your license plate doesn't exist. I get the bill in the mail from whatever the Aliso Niguel area that has the toll road.
Oh,
and they
Aliso
said,
Viejo.
Yeah, Aliso Viejo.
I know exactly where you're talking
and
about.
And they're like, and then the thing says, no, you didn't pay it, and here's your fine because you did it a second time. And I'm like, the hell with this. And I've heard from people that call, they go, sorry, that's what you still owe. I'm not taking it. It's a waste.
We're not gonna take
it. And here's the thing: it's not worth it for me. I don't take enough. It's basically a scam to get you to buy fast track for your car.
I
don't
know,
take
I
enough
know,
of it to worth paying for
I
it
know.
On reloading the fast pass. Basically,
I know.
And I thought it's a joke. It's
is
a total joke.
Joke.
It's a scam.
See, the Daily Gripe sets you free. The Daily Gripe, if you've never heard the Scraby Show, this is what I do at the end of every show, is I gripe. Some days I have good gripes, some days I have terrible gripes, but...
And you know where I don't have to do it? Down in the South Bay on the 125, I could scan my card as I get off the freeway. Not this whole pay online BS because they don't want to pay for somebody to be in the little toll box. You don't even need that. Just put a little gate at the thing, scan your card, and let's go.
I'm with you because I don't want... Because when I went
73,
through it...
73, never again.
I went through it, and I was like, okay, I'll just check in a couple days. I did, but I'm going to call. And if,
I would call him bitch. Absolutely.
Well, that doesn't get you anywhere. I had a friend who worked in customer service and said, if you're relatively...
Same thing happened to me on the 73. The 73 is a scam. I think it's a gigantic money scam.
I love how
conspiracy.
This is
it's a scam.
This and Bucky's gets Braden excited about
getting ripped off
or
the joy
fun.
Of brisket on the board. Yeah, absolutely. Scam.
You know, Katrina had a good point. She said, is there a zero or an O in your license plate?
There's not one.
Not
on
one
mine.
In mine either. My invoice number has a zero, but it wouldn't pull up. So I'm going to give a call to the because I have to pay an extra $5 because I'm late, even though I've tried to pay
it's
many
California,
times.
Man. It's California doing dumb California things.
Oh, everybody's saying 73 is
yeah,
a scam.
It's gotten a lot of people because it's BS. They can't pay it. And I'm sure they don't want to fix it because they're probably raking in the cash on all the money.
You know, because for every person out there that gets these tickets, there's probably like 9 out of 10 just pay the late fee just to be done with it instead of fighting.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, we're not going to, but then you don't win anyway if you fight it. Stupid scam.
Steven says, I got one of those from the Bay Area. Thing is, I haven't been there in 15 years and the car was not the same model. I called and they took care of it. Unfortunately, I can't claim that my car was stolen.
Well, then the other thing too is like they got the scam right now and you're getting the texts and they're like, oh, you didn't pay your fast tracks thing. And it's like, well, I didn't take any toll road, so that's a delete.
Let me tell you about this little scam. You probably get them sometimes too, but I get these texts that just say, hey, are we still on for dinner?
I don't get those.
And I'll be like,
delete.
Hey, this number doesn't come up on my phone. I don't have a text history with this person.
I
looked into it. If you do respond, someone is going to text you back and they're going to try and somehow work their way into a scam. They're going
to
be like,
I didn't go to the
oh,
time
I can't believe I can't believe I texted the wrong person. Hey, you seem pretty cool. Can we still go out? Instant delete. Yeah, I agree with you. So that was a nice daily gripe for today. We'll have another one tomorrow night.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that has been the victim of the 73.
Cole,
no wonder there's nobody
Cole
on there.
Speaking my language. That's how our politicians make their cake. Hey, Kathy, I'm sorry if I said your name wrong. Just set up a fast track account linked to a credit card. You don't need to have a transponder. Ooh, that's a good idea.
I don't take it enough to like take the time to do all that stuff. I don't. It's just like a couple times.
I do drive to the Bay Area and go through those bridges. Anyway. All right. That is it. And I guess right now, be the first caller to 833-288-0973 and tell me how much I owed for the bridge toll. If you're the first caller that knows how much I owed, you will be able to qualify to go see Motley Crue at Dolby Live at Park MGM, March 28th through April 19th. You'll be qualified for a chance to win the trip. You also get 2 tickets to the show, plus a hotel stay at Park MGM. You can go online, get tickets for this, Ticketmaster.com. You will also win a pair of tickets to the San Diego Legion home opener at Torero Stadium this Sunday. Get tickets now at sdlegion.com/tickets.
Be a lot of events at USD this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, when we get back, Braden is going to go ham on all of the college basketball that's happening right now. Kentucky leads Tennessee 6-5 with 15:30 left to go. Florida leaves Mississippi State 10-5 with 15:30 left to go in the first half.
They just started.
With 15:20 left to go in the first half. We'll jump into that when we get back on 97.3 The Fan. All right. College basketball game's underway. We found our winner to the question and to those San Diego Legion tickets plus the qualification to Motley Crue in Las Vegas. The question was, how much was my bridge toll? The answer was $7.
Wow.
Braden would not stop in the break telling me about the scam. And I was just telling him, I know, it's a scam. I'm with you. But you're having a hard time shaking this. Even your friend is not a fan.
Well, he's a UC Irvine guy, so he thinks the greatest freeway ever.
He's an anteater.
Yes, anteater. I guess this would be I could have dropped this as a gripe, but it doesn't affect me.
Okay.
One of my friends.
Oh, you have an additional gripe. I like this.
Buddy. His name's David. Now, did you ever hear my story about the one time I went to Disneyland and one of the guys that went with us, and this, it was me and my friend Kira, who works for Disney, and then my sister, and then my buddy Matt, and then he brought his friend David.
Okay.
We drove all the way up to Disneyland, and when we got to about like Camp Pendleton, he discovered that he left his phone in Matt's car outside my house. Disaster.
I mean, you don't go back and get it at that point.
Well, we said we were not going back to get it, but he needed his phone because he wanted to make his daily fantasy bets on a NFL Sunday.
I'm sorry,
so
sir.
His parents actually lived in Orange County, and he convinced his dad, who is a CHP officer, who, by the way, was probably the guy that you don't ever want to ask to, like, can you drive me down to San Diego and back to Disneyland?
What?
He was able to do it anyway. He drives all the way back to my house. He gets the phone. His dad kind of torments him by stopping at some CHP office at Camp Pendleton before San Clemente. He stopped there to go to the bathroom, and then he ended up hanging out with his CHP buddies for like 2 hours.
Oh, God.
As David's just wasting
time.
The free day. Because when you're going with somebody that works at Disney, everything's like free.
Oh, you have to be with them.
Yeah. So, like, we had to, we just hung out, and we had to go get him back into the park, whatever.
Okay,
but,
all right.
He wasted an entire free day at Disney because everything was free. Trying to drive and get your phone. I would have just left the phone.
Yeah. I mean, skip
Forget
a Sunday.
The phone. I can last the day without the phone.
Skip a Sunday. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Why are you wasting time going back for the phone?
I briefly tell that hilarious story to set up this hilarious story. So we're in a group chat, and we get a text on Friday night, late Friday night, from David. David lives in Hoboken now. Over in
New Jersey.
Yeah. Okay. That's where he works in New York, and that's where he lives now.
No Disneyland there.
And so he sends a text going like, I'm so pissed. And I was like, this could be a lot of different things. And Matt jumps in, he goes, what are you pissed about, David?
Oh no.
And then he goes, my ex sent me this. And it's a screenshot. I didn't know this existed. This is an eye-opening experience for me. So anybody driving around that's young, that's dating, that knows about these things. Apparently, there are Facebook pages throughout the country for both guys and girls that are labeled, are we dating the same guy? Question mark. Oh, are we dating the same girl? Question mark.
I definitely know about these. I'm not
And there's
these
different
pages
cities
right now.
On there, too. I didn't even know this existed. And so what the page basically is it's a page that allows people to anonymously post about people that they have dated in the certain area to see if, you know, they're kind of, I don't know, crazy or nuts or like if
they're
the date went bad.
Do some sort of research.
It's basically a scouting report page on a lot of the eligible bachelors and bachelorettes of San Diego.
By the way, when I went on that fake date with you, girl, I didn't opt into your little, I'm going to put you on Facebook. Do not put me on Facebook if I'm a nice guy, okay? Do not.
Somebody on my Instagram goes, they post about softball people on there all the time. Oh, God. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to look it up. I don't want to see if I'm on there because I don't think I am. But anyway, so he sends the one for Jersey City, Hoboken, and New Jersey. And it's titled, it's a screenshot that he got from his ex. His ex finds it. David E., 25, Hoboken, any, and then the T emoji.
Any
I'm like,
T?
Oh,
I see. Yeah. Information.
And I was like, uh-oh, this can't be good. So I start reading it. And the first thing was, did he go to Alabama? And I'm like, well, David did go to Alabama, so this is definitely about him. This is not a different David E. in Hoboken, New Jersey.
So is he excited showing you this?
No, he's
terrified.
He's ruined. He's ruined.
Okay.
He's in shambles. I'll tell you his response in a second. But it's like anonymous poster, did he go to Alabama? And the other anonymous member goes, yes. And it goes, yeah, I hung out with him, and he was nice, but he definitely wasn't looking for anything serious. And then he got pushy. It would hit me up at like 2 a.m.
Then
it's just a bunch of anonymous posts from every girl he's been on a date with in Hoboken, giving the scouting report of poor David. I watched. I was like, I'm Team David on this. This is insane. This is insane behavior. He's like, this is BS, man. This is so BS.
This is this actually terrifies me, Braden.
He was like, what? A 2 a.m. text? Come on, that's not that big of a deal. And then there's a couple things on there that he was like, well, I did actually do that. But he's like, come on, this can't be normal behavior. But he goes, I'm finished. I'm done. I'm not going to be able to show my face around Hoboken again. I'm like, dude, they don't know what you look like.
I guess
it's time for
true.
Him to move, I guess.
I guess it's time for him to move. That is a crazy story. I do know one person. The reason I know about it is because one of my friends was actually on it.
Didn't one of our mutual friends brag about his scouting report?
Yes, he bragged
on these
about
websites.
His scouting report, and he was very proud of it. I'm like, what are you so proud of? I am not on this because A, I never go on any dates, and B, I'm not a jerk on a date. So hopefully I wouldn't be put on this, but I think this is wrong. I mean, there's several thoughts, actually. It's good in the fact that if the guy truly is a bad dude...
I agree.
...that you could figure that out. But just because you went on a bad date doesn't mean you need to put this guy on blast. Like, if he was boring or whatever,
I
don't know.
I've got, like, three people text me and go, like, I'm on one of those pages. Not me, specifically.
Oh,
but
you
they,
are.
No, not me. I'm not on it. But they said they... are on that said page. I didn't even want to look at said pages. I found the guy's version for San Diego, like where you am I dating the same girl or whatever
Yeah.
There's like zero posts. And I'm like, well, we got some sane individuals here.
You know,
I get the like watching out for some like crazy creepy dudes out there.
There's like a serial killer on the loose. Like you...
as Katrina said in the thing, don't be, I have to use a different word.
A bleep bag.
A bleep, yeah, and you don't end up on the page. I mean, I think that's a valid deal.
That's,
but
that's
it's still 100%. Still ridiculous. Could you imagine? I mean, there's probably a lot of people driving home right now that dated or met their significant other before social media time. Could you imagine going on, like, dates with your significant other while you were dating and, like, she or he was just airing out everything you did? On a page that everybody could see?
No, I get told a lot by people because I'm old now and I have a lot of friends that are married and they always say, I don't know how you do it in 2025. I could not date because a lot of my friends got married before Tinder and Hinge and Bumble and all of that. But that is crazy, Braden, and I hope your friend figures out how to get out
Poor
of that.
Dave.
Well,
Poor
you
Dave.
Know, here's some advice for him.
Listen
treat
to Katrina.
People better.
Treat
That's people
right.
better.
I mean,
don't
based
be
on
texting at 2 a.m. People don't like that.
I looked through like some of the things that he sent. I mean, they're not terrible. It's not egregious things. Some of the stuff he owned up to, but it wasn't even that bad. And then one I was like, hey, it was kind of nice, but like I didn't like this. And it was such a minor hangup. I was like, that's tough to be you, man. That's a rough one. That's a rough night right there.
But you did it, so.
You put yourself in that position. So.
You know what? I was going to talk about, you made me think of this thing I just, zombieing, and I'm going to actually hold it over to the Big Five, because zombieing.
I don't know what that is.
Is a new term, and it's a great term, and it's something that's happened to me recently. So we'll talk about that in the Big Five and more. On Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. I gotta tell everybody, we are inundated with messages, chats. Someone called during the break. I didn't answer your phone call. I'm sorry. I was doing something else.
Struck a nerve.
I guess so. I would like to say to your friend David.
He says he's innocent. He's responded.
He's responded.
On
the text.
He
He's
found
innocent.
Out what we're talking about. He's like, I'm innocent. This is unreal.
But I thought he already admitted that he had done some of those things.
Well, the 2 a.m. text.
Well, that
the guy's
is...
out, like, you know, guys.
That's a,
that happens.
You know,
that's not like a, is that a crazy thing?
I think the older I get, the more I realize that a 2 a.m. text is,
I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Is not a good move.
I didn't say it was a good move. I just said it's not like a crazy. It's not like a crazy move.
Come on, David. You want to get off that website? You want to find a wife? You're gonna have
Hoboken.
To.
You didn't hear the first comment. He didn't sound like he wanted anything serious, and then he got pushy. That's kind of funny.
You don't want that to be your descriptor. He's a pushy guy.
Started texting me at 2 a.m. Didn't want anything serious. He got pushy. You know what? Maybe he played his way onto the page.
You don't want that.
No.
All right. Thanks to everybody for all of their hilarious things that they were saying on the chat. You can watch us on YouTube if you don't know. Just search 97.3 The Fan when you go to YouTube, or you can watch on X. You up? Yeah, Nate Taylor says the 2 a.m. you up text. I'm not going to say I've never sent a text like that before.
Oh, God.
But that was when I was a drinker, and that was over 10 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
So it was a very long time ago. I've learned my way into being a better human being. All right, we're going to go into the Big Five, but first I want to say congratulations to Chad. He was the one who called in and knew that it was a $7 fee for me to cross the bridge. And so Chad won the Legion tickets, also won the qualification to Las Vegas. And he said he was picking up his daughter, and I needed to give a little bit of time before they got back in the car. So shout out to Chad and Zibby, who listen almost every day. Appreciate that. I love hearing when people listen, too. So let me know if you pick up your kid or wherever you listen. I love hearing it. So shout out Chad and Zibby. I like the name Zibby. All right. Now that we're past that, let's...
Yeah, what is this?
Hit some traffic and the Big Five after that.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, I haven't been up at 2 a.m. in a long time.
I got home super late last night. I was up till 2, I think, yesterday.
What the heck are you doing until 2? Playing
played
softball?
Three softball games and went to In-N-Out after with my buddy Crum.
His name is Crum?
What's his last name? His name's Mike Crum. Okay. Everybody calls him Crum.
Well, that's kind of cool, though.
He was all still fired up about his Eagles winning the Super Bowl. So, and then I get home till it's late. And then when you play like those, you play those super late games, you can't go to sleep. You're all juiced up. Running around. And
it's like your major leaguer, you know?
I didn't say that.
Well, Chris,
I did crash into the wall last night.
Oh, at the Poway Sports Complex?
Yeah, into the center field wall.
I don't think there's any padding, is there?
No, it was wood. It was just straight wood.
Oh, my gosh.
I dropped the ball, too. I was more upset about that.
That's
somebody's
brutal,
like, oh,
man.
That was... You know what joke I pulled yesterday?
Why?
I retold it to my buddy because he missed that game. But one of the... I was making fun of our catcher because she was filling in on our team. And I was like, hey, like after one of the, she had to like chase the ball to the backstop like 5 or 6 times.
Okay.
And so like when we come in from the break after the inning, I go, hey, I got to tell you something serious, like something really like important. And
oh,
she like kind of like looks like, oh, like what? And I was like, it's cold.
Hold on. I don't know why these mics crackle so much.
I know. It crackles a lot. I was like, it's called catcher, not chaser. So you should probably the ball. And she was like, you're rude. And I was like, oh, well, you know.
That is rude.
It's funny, though.
Did she at least laugh at some point?
She thought it was funny, yeah.
Okay. All right. At least you're getting a laugh somewhere.
Catcher, not
chaser.
Chaser. You that can is. Use that now if you want.
I'm going to. Do you know, have you ever heard the Tennessee pickup line?
You're the only 10 I see?
Yeah.
No, sick,
that's
dude.
My pickup
you're
line.
Super sick. Bro.
That's my pickup line.
Number 5.
What if Adam does that at Little League practice today? It's called catcher, son, not chaser. Do you think he made it to Little League practice?
I think he did.
With the traffic that's going on out there, and he just left.
Adam,
and he said he was already late.
Yeah, that's true. Adam is a coach of his son's baseball team. I can't imagine what that looks like. But anyway, all right. Aztecs men's basketball team plays San Jose State tonight in San Jose. They have 8 games left. I'm going to ask myself first, how many do the Aztecs need to win to control their own destiny? For me, the answer is all 8. But 7-1 seems doable. 6-2 is probably more likely. They still have a road game against San Jose State tonight. They have a home game against Boise, home game against Fresno, road game against Utah State, home game against New Mexico, road in Wyoming, road UNLV, and home Nevada. Likely you have to win all of those. I will say 6-2 is good enough, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to do that. They might split.
You have to win at least 6.
Yeah.
You have to win at least 6. If you lose to Utah State and New Mexico, it's not the end of the world. It's not
correct.
A good position to be in. Then you have to win more in the conference tournament, but I would say 6-2 minimum. What's Warren Nolan got about 7-1?
7-1. Braden taught me about this great website called WarrenNolan.com, and it gives you all the different breakdowns and predictions and everything. But yes, they are projecting that the Aztecs win the next 7 of the last 8 games, And the only team they have him losing to is the
Utah State.
Utah State, yeah.
If that, I mean, if they do that, then I think if they make the semifinals, I think it'll be a sweaty Selection Sunday. If they make the championship, I think they're in. And then obviously if they win, they're in. So 6-2, you lose more than two of these next games, you're in some serious trouble.
You can't lose to Fresno State. They're terrible.
Oh, no. No,
you can't lose to Wyoming.
They're not good either.
UNLV is...
They're okay, but they're not that great. None of those metrics are good either. Are you on Warren Nolan right now?
No, I was not.
Because if you're on there, you can see all the RPI. Their RPIs are all not good. Their RPIs and their net rankings, which is going to hurt them.
So pretty important stretch here for the Aztecs.
They beat Utah State on the road. It's a quad one win. It might give you a little breathing room.
All right.
Got to take care of business tonight, though.
Yep. 6 wins out of the last 8 games. That's what they need. Let's move.
Number 4.
To the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavs were playing the Kings last night, and the Kings ended up winning 129-128 in overtime. But that's not the reason that we're talking about this, because during a fourth quarter timeout, a karaoke cam skit played on the center court video board with fans around the arena mouthing words to songs. But when the camera showed one fan behind the basket nearest to the Mavs bench, instead of mouthing the song lyrics, that fan mouthed "Fire Nico," obviously referencing Mavericks general manager Nico Harrison, who on February 1st traded Luka Doncic to the Lakers. Also, there was a sign, or there were two signs. One said "Fire," the other said "Nico," and they were being held up in the crowd. Here's the problem. The Mavericks decided to remove these people from the stadium. So they, 3 people were taken out because of their protest of Nico Harrison. Now, Braden, the question is this. Do the Mavericks have a right to kick people out for "Fire Nico" signs?
It's their stadium. It's their arena. They technically could do whatever they want. I mean, I'm sure there's stipulations for being on the video board. I'm sure there's a term and agreement that gets flashed up there before the game starts really early. But they can do what they want. It's their arena. But is it a good look for them? I don't think so. I mean, especially with the way everything is right now with the Dallas Mavericks. Traded away your best player who's 25 years old to the Lakers. The guy you got back is out for a month. People are going to be upset about it. And now you're just going to try to make everything look like it's great. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Everything's great here in Mavericks land.
I love that.
Yes, they could do whatever they want. That's their organization. That's their arena. That's whatever. But at the same time, it's not necessarily a good look.
I'm with you. They can do whatever they want. But it wasn't like the language was abusive. "Fire Nico" is not abusive language. I'm sorry. When you become a general manager of a team, you have to be able to deal with people wanting to fire you. And when you're a general manager of a team that trades away a generational player for basically nothing, then yeah, you're going to have to deal with people wanting to fire you. Do I think they should have kicked him out, though? No, this is soft. This is so soft.
Soft.
Like, why not? And I guess maybe they could argue that there have been death threats against Nico Harrison, and all of that is stupid. I don't agree with any of that either, but fans just saying "Fire Nico" is a way for them to, I guess, get what they want out there. And so I don't have a problem with this. It wasn't abusive. They weren't screaming obscenities.
Organizations now always want to show that they always want to make everything the narrative about them. We're the greatest thing. There's nothing bad about us in any capacity. Everything's great all the time. And it only works so much.
Someone else told me a conspiracy theory on the chat earlier.
Oh, nice.
The owner of the Mavs, she wanted to actually build a casino next to it. And
she still wants to. Yeah,
yeah, they didn't let her. And then she wants to, like, maybe move it back to Vegas. So she's just trying. The conspiracy is that she's trying to make the team as bad as possible so that no one cares about it anymore. I got a newsflash for you, lady. Doesn't work that way. Does not work that way. I hate when rich people come in and think they know what they're doing.
The thing is, it's going to be the NBA. I can't imagine the NBA allowing a team to move out of DFW.
That would be tough to think about.
It's a major market.
Huge.
That has every sports team.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Number 3.
An already strange story has become even stranger. The Hornets and Lakers made a trade right before the NBA trade deadline involving Hornets center Mark Williams, and the Lakers returning two players and two picks. One of those players being first-round draft pick for the Lakers, Dalton Knecht. The Lakers' doctors actually failed Williams during his physical, so the trade was canceled. And the Hornets do not like it. The Hornets are likely to dispute this, and they are considering their options with the league office, sources said. Williams has missed 60% of the Hornets' games over his three seasons in the league, most notably for separate back and foot injuries. I'm up first. Do the Lakers get cold feet? I think this is exactly what happened here. They had a little bit of buyer's remorse.
They had a little connect.
They had a little bit of we just got rid of our number one draft pick from this year. The only way for us to cancel this trade is to fail him for his back injuries that he's been suffering. So I think the Lakers should be punished for this. I don't know what the punishment is. Maybe a draft pick, but this is shady business right here. Think, Braden.
I don't think it is. I mean, obviously, I just think it was a failed physical, and the Lakers actually gave up more for him than they did for Luka. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait to see what the Hornets have to say about this. But you're the Lakers, you get Dalton Knecht back, a couple draft picks back, and if you're the Hornets, you get to deal with the guy that you thought was the most lackluster effort in a first half that you've seen.
I think that guy.
That's why they're upset. They're like, wait a minute, he's coming back.
We thought we got rid of him, and then I went off on him, and now he's
Lakers
back.
Still needed a center. They don't have one. Dalton Knecht's not a center. They traded away the guy that was playing center for them, and Anthony Davis, even though he's not a center either. So
he's hurt. So
it's not like they don't want a center on their team.
Number two.
Diana Rossini of The Athletic recently reported some stipulations the Jets had for Aaron Rodgers if he wanted to come back to the team in 2025. She said, quote, I was told that when they had conversations with Aaron Rodgers about what the future would look like, if you're going to be a part of this team, you're going to attend all of training camp, you're not going to do Pat McAfee interviews anymore, and they had a conversation with him of, if you were to stay here, here is how we would want it to be. So she goes on to say, this to me is Aaron Glenn getting control back, end quote. Braden, was this necessary for the Jets to do?
I think so. I think it gives them a reason to just get rid of him because I don't think they want him around there anymore anyway. And they put together a list of stipulations that he would never abide by anyway. And we're like, if you want to come back, you do this. He didn't want to come back anyway. So then it makes it look like they're in control or whatever, but I think it's a good move on the Jets getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. He's just, you know, Aaron Rodgers is about Aaron Rodgers. That's what it is. So fulfill the prophecy and have him go to Minnesota, and he's
in Minnesota.
No, I'm saying fulfill the prophecy.
No, I know, but okay, that would be crazy. Packers fans' heads
exactly
would explode.
Brett Favre. Fulfill the prophecy.
Brett Favre almost took the Vikings to a Super Bowl, but he threw an interception at the end of the game.
Where have I heard that before? Evergreen.
Oh, is that said a lot?
No, Brett Favre used to throw picks all the time late in custom
games.
That too.
Was this necessary, like Braden said, to get control back? Yes. They didn't want anything to do with him anyway. He doesn't want to show up to training camp. He doesn't want to do what they want him to do. I have no problems with them standing up to Aaron Rodgers here.
Number one.
All right, zombieing.
Yeah, what is this?
It goes along with ghosting. Now, ghosting is you're talking to someone and then they just disappear. You have no idea what happened to
them.
Never
respond.
Never respond to you. Even if you're like, never mind. It's when someone who ghosted you randomly shows back up in a few months acting like they'd never have ghosted you. This happened to me about a year ago where I was talking to someone and then out of nowhere, they just fell off the face of the earth. Never ever spoke to her again. 4 months later, I get a text. Hey, how's it going? How are you doing? I'm like, this is very strange because you ghosted me. And this is like, all of a sudden you want to talk to me? So my question, when somebody zombies you, what is your response to that? Are you just going to completely ignore them? Are you going to tell them that they're a jerk? Are you going to be friends with them again? Are you going to try to get into a relationship with them? My answer from now on, I'm going to completely ignore them.
Well, you get a ghost the zombie?
Yes, I'm going to ghost the zombie because you know what? I get treated like I get treated bad by those people out there. And so I want to take my power back, Braden. Like don't. Aaron Rodgers from the, or the Jets from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I good do what Katrina does. New number, who dis? Exactly. I would ignore it, probably. I didn't know that was a thing. I mean, how long a time are we talking here? You like, said months?
Like, yeah, like
has this
like,
happening recently?
Like a year ago, but
a year ago.
No, I was reading this morning, and they were saying like a period of 3 months where someone just stops talking to you and then shows back up one day. My answer again:
don't lose the high ground, Scraby.
Ignore them.
Be in control.
No, because you know what? I texted this person back.
Why?
Guess what? I got sucked back in, only to get spit back out.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I'm an idiot, Braden.
That's have some pride.
I'm an idiot.
Self-respect.
Well, you know, things... Never mind.
I like Katrina's approach. New number, who dis? That's great.
Don't lose the high ground.
I agree. You can't lose the high ground. You got to stay in control.
I don't know that I've ever had the high ground. So.
Nah, that's what you will. You missed your opportunity to get the high ground.
That is true.
More. Anything else in your dating life?
I got to get out of here before I embarrass myself some more. Recap.
Zombie.
Next, 97.3 The Fan.